picture you. And then I go to write back and I go, oh, I can't. Because there's no return address for the past. So I just take it and I look at it and I have that memory. I said, look at my handwriting. Look at my childish handwriting from 4 days ago. And why did it take 4 days to get a letter to myself? What do they do at the post office? They just have it. Let's sit it here for a while. Do you ever track a package and it says arrived? And then it's like a days before you get it. It's like, well, it's already here in town. Is there any way I could pick it up? No, it's just going has to sit here for a while and ferment in case it's a bird. We make sure it's good and dead. Well, it should say live bird on it. I haven't ordered any birds in the mail. I do not plan to. I used to keep birds, but then I thought, why am I keeping a bird? That bird can't run around and everything. I don't want to do that to him. I said, I'm going to let you go, but it was already dead. So there I didn't go, and I still have guilt for that. So I can tell, Hardy, I know. And I always keep around a little one of them eyedropper syringes and some baby food in case I find a baby bird and I got to feed it or whatever, or a little kitten or something. It needs to be eyedropper fed. Isn't that weird? I got all kinds of kits for situations in case they arise. I'm kind of the Boy Scout in me. I've never been one. As far as I got was the Weeblos. And I got to where you make the napkin ring that looks like a turkey, and you paint it, and they put it in a kiln, and it hardens, and then you give it to your mother, and she says, just one? What am I going to do with one napkin ring? And I was crushed. No, my mother didn't say that. She said, I'm going to treasure this forever. And they say, oh, I'm going to be going through this when you die. I'm going to find this and say, why did my mother keep all my things I made in Weeblos? And you say, because you treasure those memories, man. That's when somebody, it's the smallest thing, but when somebody gives you something, it's not the item. It's the fact that you were in their mind when they got that, or when they thought about you. And see, when people say it's the thought that counts, that's what they mean. They mean when somebody picks up something and say, Hardy would like this. I'm not begging for gifts or anything. So your mother, you see, your mother would like this. And then when your mother finds out that you thought about her when she wasn't around, man, her heart swells, and you could kill her that way. So don't make her heart swell too much. You start crying. So you're scaring me, Mom. I don't want you to cry. It's even worse when your father or grandfather starts crying. You're scaring me. Was there a death? No, I'm just overwhelmed with joy. Sometimes it happens. So I'm a very weepy man. And I don't know where I get that. I could blame my ethnicity. But usually that happens when my ethnicity is drunk. They do that. But I do it when I'm sober. When I experience love, unexpected love or something. I think maybe was I beaten up on myself before that? Why has this taken me aback? Why did I not expect it? I wonder why that is, and I don't always know why I'm touched by things, and I wish I knew, but I'm glad I leave myself open, and I feel brave for that. I'm a fearful person, but I try to make myself do things that are scary to me, and showing my emotions is one, because I know sometimes that's a sign of weakness, and I'm, as you can tell, I'm very afraid of being weak. I don't want to be thought to be inferior. Who does? And I say, oh, I'm stupid or dumb, but I really don't think I'm really stupid or dumb. I know I'm no genius, I'm no brainiac or anything, but you know, I don't want to insult God. I've been given a fine brain, and so far it's serviceable. It's just fine. I'm not complaining. So I don't want to say I'm dumb. I think it's false modesty. What it is I'm afraid when I make a mistake. Also, I say, oh, I made that mistake on purpose to be funny. No, I didn't. I probably just mispronounced it because I wasn't careful. I didn't look in. I didn't research something or everything. And I want just, the gift I want to give you today is letting you know that I have weaknesses and I'm trying to overcome them. And I have fears and I'm trying to overcome them. But I want you to know that whoever you are, if I met you, I think I'd just be fine with who you are. And I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you've been, if you're unemployed, you've been trying to do something your whole life and haven't been good at it. I don't care if you want to be a comedian, but you're not funny. That doesn't matter to me. I know there's some good in you. Say, what about these murders and all? I don't know, because some people's good has shrunk to a plank length. And it's really hard to find. I know that. And I'm not saying that everybody, it's obvious. Maybe it isn't. Maybe some people don't have good in them. I don't know. You know what I'm telling you? I don't have hardly any answers, but I do have gratitude, and I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for you, friend, and I'm thankful to be on WFMU. I'm thankful to everybody. I'm mostly thankful to Ken for giving me this chance. It's been a wonderful 2012, and thank you, listeners. Thank you, New Jersey. Again, thank you, Ken, and thank you, everybody there at WFMU. Thank you for getting that station back up and running when you had adversity. Thank you for listening to Miracle Nutrition on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. And I want your holiday to be a blessing, and thank you for lending me your ears. This is Hardy White. Good night.
Stay tuned for the Old Codger.
Since I was small, I always believe Father Christmas was born on Christmas Eve. Since I was small, I always believe Father Christmas was born on Christmas Eve. When I was small, I used to hang up my stocking. So much of toys I used to get Christmas money. Now I'm big like a man. Last year, I got my rice bag in front of me door. Oh, me darling, Christmas morning, I wake up early. To see where Father Christmas put for me. He put a police in a short pants with a warrant for me, for wife and children. Lord. You can bet the federal hag really this make me hang up the rice bag. Why you think I do that? Because at all I would have a thing on Santa Claus that when he passing with the reindeer and he spot me rice bag in the cooler. Spoiler is hungry, let me put a couple roast pig in there for he never happened. The Christmas morning I wake up with him. To see where Father Christmas put for me. He put a police like Jack Balance with a warrant for me for white maintenance. Oh Lord. Never see more in my life. How the man know that I doesn't mind my wife? Right away I start to study. I decided, oh yes, to make inquiry. I tie the police in the kitchen. I run down the road and I asking. I start to shake. When I hear mother New Year's giving the rake. Oh, me darling, Christmas morning, I wake up early. To see where Father Christmas bring for me. He bring a police and Jack Collins. With a warrant for me, my wife and dinner. Oh, Lord. Boys, yes, it is fire. Christmas could be 10 times a year, not me. I can do nothing anywhere. Cause I pray that this Santa Claus next time by putting a couple of gunslingers, 20 people making preparation. Spoiler will come to one conclusion. Let me all stop so I won't hang up a balloon in front of me door just because Christmas morning I wake up early. To see where Father Christmas put for me. To bring a police in a short band with a warrant for me for wife and dinner.
There was a guy about 40. They called him Shorty, kind of guy who rambled around until the fellas got together, decided whether they should run Shorty out of town.
Oh, Shorty had to go.
Let me tell you about Shorty.
Shorty had to go.
Cause the fellas got together and decided it was better
that Shorty had to go.
All the guys called a meeting and took a vote, and that was all for Shorty Road. They wanted satisfaction, so they went into action and ran poor Shorty out of town.
Poor Shorty had to go.
Let me tell you about Shorty. They had to have some action, cause they wanted satisfaction.
Poor Shorty had to go.
They took rag mops, clothes mops, ash cans, dish pans, beat poor Shorty all over his head. They ran him muddy.
What?
Till he was bloody.
No!
I knew poor Shorty was almost dead. They ran him down the railroad track, but he laughed out loud and said,
I'll be back.
Call on their pals to get enough dough to bring Shorty back. They had a rally.
Where?
Out in the alley.
Yeah.
They took up dollars in a croaker sack. Now the guys in town shake their heads in pity. Shorty's been elected the mayor of the city. He told them when they ran him down the railroad track, he said, I'll be back in a Cadillac.
He said Shorty wasn't coming back.
I'll be back in a Cadillac fishtail.
I've got a gal. Oh, what a gal, she weighs 200 pounds. But she is just my kind of gal, the best one I have found. Can she pet? Oh, how she pets. Why, each night in the park, I take my corn-fed mama out and neck where it is dark. Oh, she takes a little, what's it, where she goes. A little funny, what's it, always shows. But when she struts down the street, a little, what's it, KBB. Cause she's not too fat, she's not too thin. But where she sticks out, she should cave in. She takes a little, what's it, where she goes. And her what's it never grows. But when she struts right down the street, her little what's it can't be beat. But she's my gal, my dog-faced gal, from Nashville, Tennessee. She wears a number 9. Her feet are big and she is strong, this dog-faced gal of mine. And when we walk, we always go to places she likes best. I walk a while, then she sits down to let her what's it rest. Oh, she takes a little, what's it, where she goes. A little, what's it, never grows. When she struts right down the street, a little, what's it, can't be beat. But she's my gal, my dog-faced gal, from Nashville, Tennessee. Beautiful.
welcome to the old codger filling in for Mac here. He would have the antique phonograph hour, but I have the Philco cheap cigar boudoir. He's letting me fill in. He had something else to do. I don't know. He must think it's a holiday or something. Well, maybe it is. I don't pay too much attention to holidays. To me, every day's a holiday. It's just great to be alive at my very advanced age. Well, we just listened to some fabulous, glorious surface noise. And that surface noise was injected with a little bit of music in it as well. We heard Jimmy Rogers singing What's It? And before that was Lucky Millinder and his orchestra. And the vocal was by a fella by the name of Henry Glover. And he sang Who Said Shorty Wasn't Coming Back. And before that, the Mighty Spoiler sang a song called Wake Up Christmas Morning. So this is not Christmas morning right now. Maybe in some other part of the world it is. I don't know what time zone you're in listening to me. Because since they have the Codgecast, they told me now to hear me, the old codger, all over the world. It's not just in the New York, New Jersey, East Orange area anymore. It's everywhere. So, happy, merry, whatever you're eating or drinking or spending time with today. So some lady DJ down here asked me what I wanted for Christmas. And I said, I need a dishwasher and a doormat. Which do you want to be? And she huffed away. Women. I've been happily unmarried my entire life. The women are like Chinese takeout. They should be delivered and consumed, and then you toss away the containers. Well, anyway, we're going to get back to some of the fabulous music, 70 RPM records that we have here on WFMU for 1 hour only tonight on Christmas with the old codger. Here's what I got here. Let me check the recorder. This is Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds.
I will. brown, I had to sweet enough for me. Now my love has been refused, now I got the don't have blues.
Once I thought I would go in for flying, and so a chap took me up in his plane. Thought some stunts he would try, loop the loop in the sky. We turned over and over again. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap, take things as they come. He quite thought the stunts were cute, but my nerves they didn't suit. I cried, I'm jumping out, and grabbed hold of the parachute. Then he shouted, that won't open, it's no good. I said, well, I don't care a rap. If it's broken and not sound, I'll get quicker to the ground. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap. It occurred once to me that a nudist I'd be, so the camp one day I took by storm. As I strolled about there, all the girls, I declare, passed remarks about my manly form. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap, take things as they come. They said he's so thin and tall, through a crack he'd almost crawl. If you're looking at him sideways, then you can't see him at all. He's so skinny, like a skeleton he looks, and of fat he hasn't a scrap. I said, though I've not a lot, still I'm proud of what I've got. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap. One night I rang the bell at a country hotel, and someone came down in the gloom. We're all full up, they said, but we'll fix up a bed if you're willing to share baby's room. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap, take things as they come. I said, fix me anywhere, baby's room I'll gladly share. As soon as I commenced undressing, I got such a scare. In the doorway, such a lovely girl appeared. I was just putting on my nightcap. Goodness, who are you? I cried. I'm the baby, she replied. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap.
Raise the dim toast, the razor. and them figures he's called. And that death band is a hall, but there in mind them rules and regulations on the wall. That's all. The next thing you want, now you can see to the right, do the good from heart, but you must do it nice. Step on the puppy tail, do it neat and slow. Then you get way back into the dodgy mofo. No shimmy dancing on the inside of a piece of loud crime and a mighty slow time. For Jim can use a razor with so much Jim. Regulation signs, praise the deal. Way corner, everybody, it's so key, don't you get rolled up.
Music there from Helen Keane. From 1928, Helen Keane singing, I'd Go Barefoot All Winter Long If You Fall For Me In The Spring. For that was Edith Wilson, and she sang a song called Rules and Regulations, signed Razor Jim. George Formby, the great George Formby, the great British music hall ukulele performer, did Easy Going Chap. And Mamie Smith and her jazz hounds with Don't Care Blues. and I don't care. I don't care at all. I'm your codger. I don't give a hoot about so many things that perturb you. I mean, like all of this talk about the fiscal cliff. You've been hearing about the fiscal cliff? That the government is running out of money? Ah, all this talk gives me a headache. I don't care if the government goes bankrupt. It won't affect me. Yeah, they can cut off all the entitlement programs and I won't be any poorer. You know why? Because they yanked me off the Social Security rolls decades ago. They sent me a letter that said, no one is as old as you claim to be. You have outlived your benefits. We're removing your name from our list of Social Security recipients. We tell you, the letter, this is a letter I was reading from, it said, we tell you to go to hell, but you're probably already there. Signed, the Commissioner of Social Security himself. That's what it said. There wasn't even a name at the bottom. It said, I quote, the Commissioner of Social Security himself. Well, they didn't believe anyone could be my age. So I tried calling on my telephone. I tried calling the Commissioner of Social Security himself. But when I gave him my Social Security number, which, by the way, is two digits, 34. 34 is my Social Security number. He yelled at me. He says, you can't be alive. And then he hung up on me. At any rate, if the government doesn't think I'm alive, then they can't tax my ass sets, which consists of, my assets consist of tens of thousands of 78 RPM records, which are worth more than the entire Social Security Trust Fund. Yes, fool. Yeah, when it comes to nourishing the human soul, shellac is one of the four basic food groups. Cigars and whiskey are two more. I'll let you guess what the other one is. I'll give you a hint. It's never too late to replenish the gene pool. Anyway, it's old cars are here. And I'm going to be here till 9 o'clock on the radio, on WFMU. I am taking the place tonight of Mac. Here are the Antique Phonograph Hour. He stepped away from the studio for 60 minutes, and I'm taking over, playing nothing but 78 RPM records. And here's one right now.
Makes a Shanghai crow at the break of day. What makes a Shanghai crow at the break of day? To let the Dharma Necker hen know the headman's on his way. Oh, dee, dee, oh, dee. It takes a diamond neck of him to enjoy the sun. Takes a diamond neck of him to enjoy the sun. Man, man, it takes a Shanghai rooster to put the diamond neck on the run. Oddly, oddly, the Shanghai says the Dominica hen can lie. The Shanghai said that Dominica hen can lie. Lord, she lied. Said she loved nobody but me. I caught her flirting with another Shanghai. The elderly, the elderly. What did he do? He did do, 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 do
Why, you know that you can't win. Oddly.
Up till yesterday, but I guess he will tonight. That son of a gun's gonna start right in, getting next to things all right. Say, for his love I'm so hungry that his cheeks I'll start a bite. And if he's never had his moments, well, I guess he will tonight. And he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will write soon. He may be the slowest man under the sun, but wait till I get him under the moon. He's gotta love his big fat mama. He'll get no chance to fight. And my name isn't Sophie Tucker. If that guy don't fall tonight.
Just loves his permanent wave. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, girls were girls and boys were boys when I was a top. Now we don't know who is who or even what's what. Knickers and trousers, baggy and white, nobody knows who's walking inside those masculine women and feminine men.
listen and you'll agree with me. Things are not what they used to be, you'll see. You say hello to Uncle Joe, then look again and you'll find it's your Auntie Flo. Masculine women and feminine men, which is the rooster, which is the hen? It's hard to tell them apart today and say, why, Auntie is smoking, rolling her own. Uncle is always buying cologne. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, you go in to give your girl a kiss in the hall, but instead you find you're kissing her brother Paul. Ma's got a sweater up to her chin, Pa's got a girdle holding him in. Those masculine women and feminine men. Playing billiards and pool, hubby is dressing the kiddies for school. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, since the Prince of Wales in ladies' dresses was seen, what does he intend to be, the king or the queen? Why, grandmother buys those tailor-made clothes, grandfather tries to smell like a rose. Those masculine women and feminine men.
That was Irving Kaufman. And the song, Masculine Women, Feminine Men. Bah, foy! Reginald Forsyth. Forsyth. That's a tough one. Reginald Forsyth and his orchestra with Dodging a Divorcee. Sophie Tucker singing He Hadn't Up Till Yesterday. Sophie Tucker, yes, my Sophie. You know, she died in 1966 at the age of 80. And when she died, she was still booked solid for the next 2 years. That's how popular Sophie Tucker was. And how committed was she to entertaining and pleasing her fans? Even though she was dead, she stayed out there on the circuit and made every one of those dates. Played every one of those music halls. Yes, Sophie. Then we also heard the Haitian Orchestra with Sidney Bechet and Sule Pommier. Cliff Carlisle gave us the Shanghai Rooster Yodel. This is the Old Codger, WFMU. They let me come in every so often, do a radio show. I fill in for Mac. He does the Antique Photograph Hour. I do the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. And I was recollecting today when I had some pie. I love pie. In 1944, I remember I traveled to the West Coast by taking the Transcontinental Pieway. Now, this is a little-known route. It was established in the middle of the 19th century, and it's updated periodically by a very secret cabal, which I am part of. It consists, the pieway does, the Transcontinental Pieway, it consists of little traveled county roads and these two-lane blacktops that take you through the cities and towns that are known for serving the best homemade pie. You arrive on the other side of the country very satisfied and very fat. And you know the old saying, it's my way or the pieway? Yeah, that's where it originated. And I'm happy when someone serves me a fresh baked pie. In fact, it can be 12 days old and covered with mold, and I'll still dip my fork in it, if you know what I mean. And when I'm dead, if ever I'm dead, I look forward to enjoying pie in the sky for eternity. Right, anyway, for the holiday, I hope you had some Christmas pie. I love pie. I know there's some people out there who love cake. I heard one guy on this radio station yelling that he was full of cake. He said that if he ate any more cake, he'd have to vomit first. This guy, I heard him, he claimed he ate two or three cakes in a single day because he loves cake. It couldn't be any clearer than that. He loved cake. He said he would eat every cake in New York City. He said, this writer said he couldn't eat, I don't know what his name was, he said he couldn't even go into bakeries anymore because he'd eat all the cake. And he said the people in the bakery would say to him, "Hey, we know how very much you love cake, and we know you very rarely have the money for any of our cake, so get out of here because you can't afford our cake. But we know how much you love cake, so get out of here. You can't afford the cake." Then this guy, he went on. He promised to punch somebody in the head for some cake. And he started yelling, "Give me all your cake. I love cake. Give me the cake. Ha, I love it. I love cake. Give me your cake." Should have heard this guy. I don't know his name. I don't think he's on the radio anymore. I think he was a little bit obsessed with cake. Actually, from what I've heard, this fellow is now under psychiatric care because he is a menace to himself and to society as well as to bakeries. Bad enough about cake. Back to pie. Bad enough about pie. Let's get back to the 78 RPM music here with the Old Codger on WFMU.
Again, gentlemen, I am ruined now. Wall Street's not to blame, nor the racing game. I have spent every cent, let me tell you how. Listen, one and all, to the cause of my downfall. Hungry women, I feed them and weep. They never eat cheap. All those meal hounds eat like real hounds when they eat with me. They're out on a spree. They have cute faces and cute figures, but the real question is where to find one who has got a cute indigestion. Hungry women, I feed them and weep. Hungry women, whenever we meet, it's when do we eat? Then they pitch in and clean the kitchen. What I'd like to know is where does it go? I saw a great magician doing wondrous feats. He sawed a woman in half, gave me the half that eats. Oh, those hungry women, I feed them and weep. Hungry women, I feed them and weep. I met a girl with just two teeth and took her to supper. 'Twas just my luck, her lower tooth met with the upper. Hungry women, I feed them and weep.
Give them junk man, my broken heart, the broken heart I got from you. I'm gonna give that junk man my broken heart for a loaded 32. I'm gonna give that junk man my old glad rags. I'm gonna wear a gown of black. Better pack your trunk, man, pack your bag, 'cause I'm getting on your track. Now I ain't bragging. You can't throw me down. I'm gonna fix your wagon so you can't go to town. I'm gonna do you right, 'cause you done me wrong. I'm gonna do you black and blue. And then I'll tell that junk man to come along and pick up what's left of you.
Here are two choruses. First, Molly's song, Very, 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 and second, Rodney's song, Wooden Wedding. One way to be very wealthy is to be very, very, very rich. One can pile up mink and ermine like a hermit accumulates vermin if one owns the proper financial niche. One way to be very happy is to be very, very, very rich. There are kinds of human pleasure that are not to be purchased with treasure, but I can't remember exactly which. I've heard my gilded friends complain their troubles money cannot cure. But a trouble is a trouble is a trouble, and it's twice the trouble when a person is poor. In the carefree kingdom of the wealthy, you will never see an eyebrow twitch. It's a minor peccadillo to patronize the wrong pillow when you're very, very, very rich. Waiting for our wooden wedding, golly, how the time will fly. Stealing kisses in the kitchen, holding hands while the dishes dry. Waiting for our wooden wedding, golly, how the sun will shine. We will linger all the laundry, I'll wash yours and you'll wash mine. Payday will be a magic casement, opening on something peachy. Maybe a trip to Macy's basement, or a double feature with Donna Meacher. Waiting for our wooden wedding, golly, what a trail we'll leave. Sipping Coca-Cola at the pianola on our wooden wedding eve.
Big town, you lured me. Big town, you cured me. Though others hate to say goodbye to you, I'm leaving, but I'll never sigh for you. Big town, you robbed me of every joy I knew. Where is the song I had in my heart that harmonized with the pines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the care. Where is the brook that kisses the lane, covered with glory vines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Caroline. How can I smile, mile after mile? There's not a bit of green here. Birdies all stay far, far away. They're seldom ever seen here. Where is the boy that I used to meet down where the pale moon shines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Caroline. How can I smile, mile after mile? There's not a bit of green here. Birdies all stay far, far away. They're seldom ever seen here. Oh, where is the boy that I used to meet down where the pale moon shines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Caroline. I'm crying for the carol.
Then we finish up the show there. That was Ruth Edding and Crying for the Carolines. Before that, Kurt Vile and Very, 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 Very Wooden Wedding. Fats Waller sang A Little Bit Independent, and Mildred Bailey with Junk Man. And Eddie Cantor sang About Those Hungry Women. Well, this is the Old Codger. Gotta go soon. I just want to say, I want to leave you with this. There once was a man from Pawtucket, but he moved to Woonsocket, so they'd stop writing stupid limericks about him. His name was Clarence Muckton. I knew him. He was a very sensitive man. He played the ukulele, robbed a few banks, had a great collection of Johnny Marvin 78s. Then he ran off with my barber. Good riddance, Clarence. Well, I'm going to go home. There's a bottle of Sly Weezer bourbon waiting for me and a couple of Rancho Malario cigars. I'm going to go home Christmas. I'm going to go home and spend the rest of the evening watching the Yule Log on TV. Tonight, on my television only, they're broadcasting something from the archives. It's the 1922 Yule Log. Oh, it was a great one. Well, stay tuned for somebody else coming along next. This is Old Codger. So long. I'll be back. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard the impaler stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Fighting, no more fuss. Oh, it's Christmas!
Countdown.
dance more. Invite the whole street to your door. Sing out loud, don't swear or cuss.
Welcome to my Space Age Bachelor Pad.
Buenas, mis amigos. Happy holidays. I am so glad you could make it. My, you look ravishing tonight. I love the boots. And you look so dashing. The cut of that suit is impeccable. Now, please, come in and make yourselves at home. You will find the bar over there. There's a lovely view of Venus tonight, and I'm sure your ears will take you to where the band is playing in the back room. And oh yes, the mistletoe is right over. Ah, it seems to be